This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Please excuse the delay. We just had always there's some technical difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always tests us. And this is how I say. And the best way to respond to the test of Allah is by Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And you're happy and you're pleased. And everything comes from Allah is always good. Is any Egyptians in this room? Show me hands. I really need to see it. What is the best words the Egyptian says? كُلِّ لِجِيبُ رَبِّنَا كويس. Everything comes from Allah is good. This is actually a statement of happiness and pleasure. There's a lot of things needs to change, but this one, keep it. So, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, I was asked to talk about the Qur'an. And what a better time than Ramadan to talk about the Qur'an. I'm going to take you through a journey. The journey is, we all, and I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and I want you to think of the questions, and then see if the presentation, bi-idhnillah, by Allah's grace, will answer your questions. So the first question I want you all to ask yourself, and don't answer me, is why don't the Qur'an change us? You just listen, some of you probably have been here, you just listen to the one of the most beautiful recitations, right? He recites beautifully. But how many of us really felt it? And then after he finished, we took a 2 minutes or 3 minutes and said, you know how many of the verses he read, right? And then when he said, فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, that's what he read today, right? Turn your face and basically turn your head toward Al-Masjid al-Haram, Mecca. Did you feel that we are literally facing Mecca and Allah responded? Very unlikely. Why? That's the first question. I don't feel it. Maybe every now and then, but I don't feel it. Number two, does it change me? When I read a verse and I read it and I understand it, whether it's in English, in Arabic, in any language, does it change me? Three, when I am faced in a situation and I don't know what to do I find the answer in the Quran? Does the Quran come to me? And I'm not talking about hifz, I'm not talking about you memorize the Quran, I'm talking about the meaning. I was like, it's there, that's how I should do, this is what Allah wants me, yes or no? So silence mean yes. So the Quran always gives you the answer all the time? I don't know, you're not answering me. I hear yes and then nothing. So always the answer is in the Quran? So why we are where we are? Why we are not كان خلقه القرآن? Why we are not his manners was the Quran? Or as Sayyida Aisha, that's what she said, or he was a walking Quran. So let me take you through some of the presentation. What is the Quran? I'm going to start with basics. Anybody who studied Tajweed know this. And of course I translated, because the lecture is in English, but it's كتاب الله المنزل على رسولي, على رسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, عن طريق سيدنا جبريل, right? المكتوب بين دفتي المصحف. This is all translated here. المكتوب بين دفتي المصحف المبتدئ بالفاتحة المنتهي بالناس المعجز بكتابه والمتعبد بتلاوته. The last word, I need you to pay attention. It is here. It's an act of worship. You pick up the Quran, you know nothing. You have no idea what are you reading. And there is people in this world like that. Many. They don't know what is Alif Lam Mim. But the fact she picked it up or he picked it up, opened it, and looked at it by itself, that's an act of worship. Like you just prayed Taraweeh. First thing you need to change is the way you look at that book when you pick it up. So that's number one. Number two, why do we have the Quran? Why did Allah send it to us? Right? Why? So we can go and say, you know what, the holy book, the Quran, right? And I do the race, the Khatma race. Did you start the Khatma race already? I'm going to do 5 times or 6 times or 7 times or 20, and nothing changed in me. That's why Allah sent the Quran. And this is actually in Surah Sa'd. And he's talking to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka. We have sent the Quran to you, and you is Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? That's the question. Lam, hadi lam sababiyya. This is the lam which gives you, it's called the reason, for reason, this one. Liyadabbaru ayatih. So they reflect and ponder on its verses. وَلْيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. How many people will say, I'm smart? Raise your hand. And you say, you know what? When someone says something to me, I understand it. Especially if they say it in my language. How many? Show me. Come on. Right? Now you're all too scared because you know my next question. Because that's what Allah is saying. Those who are ulul albab, those who can comprehend, reflect, understand in our language, smart people. So why the smart people do not reflect? I'm going to keep throwing questions to you throughout this whole presentation. And I want you to write down, don't answer me, answer him. And if you don't have the answer, ask him to send you the answer. And if he sends you the answer, then ask him to make it easy for you. So here you go. And this is Sahl al-Tustari, who is absolutely a scholar of the hearts, we call. And this is what he said. The fact that you want to, you can all read the slide, but what I'm going to tell you, if you want to understand the Quran fully, there is no way. There is no way. Because what he is saying, the bottom line what he is saying, is basically the Quran is not a creation. The Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no created thing can understand the uncreated thing. Did you get it? It's the words of Allah. So it's not a creation. You all know Fitnat al-Imam Ahmad, the biggest test that Imam Ahmad went through when everyone, almost everyone in his time said, Quran is a creation. And he said, no, it is the words of Allah. So if it is the words of Allah, you and me, whatever smart we are, whatever we know, we still cannot comprehend all. But that doesn't mean it's all or none. It is stages, like we learned any language, any profession. Like when I became an OBGYN, obstetrician and gynecologist, I was not born an obstetrician. I had to go through all these stages, including medical school, including training, including, then I can say, with the Quran is the same thing. Don't you think you're going to pick it up and the next day, يَدَّبَّرُ آيَاتِهِ. So this is something you all have to know. Now look at this, you all know this verse. I doubt anybody in this room doesn't know this verse. في سورة الحشر. في سورة الحشر. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. Come on, let's hear it. لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Have you seen mountains before? Right? Where I live, actually from my room, from my office, I see the mountain in front of me. And every time I read this, I look at the mountain, I said, the mountain is better than me. Because if the Quran was revealed to a mountain, the mountain will have crumbled. And what happens to us? Again, remember, we just finished the Taraweeh. All of you, if you were outside or you were inside, were you that mountain? Were you that mountain? And you just fasted today, mashallah, alhamdulillah. We're all so excited. It's Ramadan, it's the blessed month, it's the month of the Quran. But I was not a mountain. Don't show me hands. How many of you shed a single tear throughout the whole Taraweeh? Don't show me hands. Ask yourself. And if the answer is yes, be grateful. And if the answer is no, then there's a big question. Why not? Why not? And this is another verse in Surah Az-Zumar. Same concept. This is actually even more moving. For those of you who know Arabic, in the Arabic, it's very moving. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathaniya taqashairu minhu juludu alladhina. The skin of those who, I don't want to say the word fear and love Allah, yakhshawna rabbahum. Should be when he said alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Or when he said any of the verses he read from Surah Al-Baqarah today, it should be, I have goosebumps. How many of us had goosebumps? And if no, why not? That's the question. Why doesn't the Quran affect me? This is what I want. This is the whole lecture is going to be about this. Why it doesn't? So there is three reasons. Anything, it's either the Quran itself, it's either the way it reached me, or it's either the receiver. Are you all with me? Bismillah. So is the problem in the Quran?
No.
I want to hear that.
No.
Why not? Because that's the answer. What is that? This is the same answer. This is the same Quran that made Sayyidina Umar a Muslim. You all know the story, right? It's the same Quran that almost made Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira a Muslim. But his arrogance won at the end, right? فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ ثُمَّ نَظَرْ ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَسَرْ. So the Quran is the same. That Quran, how old? What's the clue for the age of the Quran here? Who can say it? There's no dots. So that's really old. This is way later on. And this is what you're going to read tonight or tomorrow. We're Thursday, right? And this is probably the most common Quran you see these days, right? Comes from Matba'at al-Malik Fahd. It's the same. I have actually in my house a Quran from my great-grandmother. And I have a Quran that I bought last year. Exactly the same. So the problem is not in the Quran. We all agreed. Yes? No doubt? So what is the problem? See, he's really thinking. Bismillah. So it's not the Quran. So what is the way? We'll see. What is the way? How did it reach me? Did it change? No. You buy a Quran in Malaysia, it's the same Quran you buy in Qatar, it's the same Quran you buy in the States. Okay. So what is the problem? That's what you need all to focus. What is this? Some of you may never seen this. What is that? This is an old, something old. What is that? I can't hear it. That's what it means in the Quran. I'm putting you a lot of pictures because I want you to think. Unless you think, you don't change. Unless you look at things differently, you don't change. What is this? So what is this and this? So this is not a radio exactly. It's a receiver actually. Yeah, I told you, some of you may have not seen this. I haven't seen it too, but I just had the picture on Google. And this is? So what is the heart? What is the receiver? So when you hear the Quran, when you read the Quran, which part of my body needs to change and needs to focus? It's my heart. Okay, I want you all to look at this picture. Don't answer me because there's a good number here. But if I ask 10 people of you, and I'm going to say, what do you see? Some will tell me, I see a tree. That's probably everybody will see that. Some will say, I see a beautiful sky. Some will say, look at the roots. Some says, look at Jannah Institute logo. Some says, look at the sky. Some is blue. Some part of it is green. Right? Yes? And I'm sure if I have given you a piece of paper, I would have got probably 10 answers, 10 different answers. Why? What does this has to do with the Quran? You need to change the way you look at the Quran. This is extremely important. And when you want to reflect on something, you have to look deep down at it. Look at the picture again. If I spend 1 minute on this picture, I'll get 5 responses. If I spend 10 minutes, I probably will get 20. If I spend 20 minutes, I could get 1 answer, but so deep and moved me. Did you get the point so far? Time to change. And this is the question. How should I look at the Quran? Before I give you the next slide, how should I look at the Quran? Who can give me an answer? By the way, it's all in the Quran. It's all in the Quran. Give me one answer. Anybody who's hafiz here, memorized the Quran here? So probably nobody wants to raise their hand. That's okay. How do you look at the Quran? Give me one. It's description, so it's one name. Yes, Maryam. Huh? A guide, that's one. Ibadah, act of worship. Yeah. Light. I'm sorry? Cure, healing, true. I can't hear you. I just hear the... My what? I'll make your life easy. I think I asked you enough questions. Bismillah. How many of you look at the Quran as my blessings? If I have asked you, and I should next time I do this, count your blessings. I doubt if somebody is going to put the Quran with it. I doubt it. I actually did this with the youth. I gave a class to the youth. And I said, go home, write for me 10 blessings you have, other than being a Muslim, other than father and mother, other than a home. Nobody put Quran. Nobody put the Quran. We don't look at the Quran as a ni'mah. One of the du'as he actually did, if you listen to the du'a of the witr, the sheikh, right? Ni'mat al-Islam, ni'mat al-Iman, ni'mat al-Quran. The blessing of being a Muslim. Anybody who is a revert in this room or a convert, how do you feel with your family? Talk about challenges. Talk about when Christmas time comes in and they invite you because you have to, this is your mother. And you go there and sit there and everything they are saying and everything they are celebrating is not me. And then you look at them and you love them because I have a good number of non-Muslim friends and reverts. And you look at them and you say, I wish they know what I know. I wish they change. Ni'mah. It's a blessing. So let's look at this. And you see, who said it's a blessing? It's tomorrow. You're going to read it again. Or maybe tonight. What is this verse I put? That's the first verse of Al-Kahf. Today is Thursday. Today, actually, Friday night. And Allah says, Alhamdulillah. When do we say Alhamdulillah? When there is blessing. Alhamdulillah الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. When you pick the Quran tonight or tomorrow, don't worry about the khatma, or don't worry about the race. Start looking at it as valuable, if not more valuable than anything else you have in your life. Like somebody who is not married wants to get married and make all this dua to Allah to send them the right person. Alhamdulillah, that's great. It's a ni'mah. But ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you look at the Quran as the blessing of your life. Second one. It's completely different when you look at the Quran as it's the words of Allah. Kalamullah. How many of you love someone in their life? Anybody? A spouse, a child, a parent, right? So that person you love, doesn't matter. I mean, love, alhamdulillah. It's beautiful to love each other. And that person sent you a text message. And you really love that person. How many times you read that text message? Before you go to bed, and then when you wake up in the morning, is it really? And then let me read it again. And then you smile. You're alone. Am I right? Do we do this with the Quran? If you really love Allah, and I'm sure if I have asked you, all of you, you will have raised your hand, then it should be, may Allah forgive me. It should be way more than when a loved person I love send me a text message. When I pick up the Quran and I read, it should be way more feeling than that. Look at this. Who said it's the words of Allah? This is actually the verse in the Quran, in Surah At-Tawbah, where all scholars, if you study Ulum al-Quran, the science of the Quran, that's actually the proof that the Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's actually, that's what Imam Ahmed used. When أحد من المشركين استجارك فأجره حتى يسمع كلام الله. And I remember some of you may have heard this, because I think they made a clip of it on Jannah Institute YouTube. This was my first Hajj, not in my life, but my first Hajj when I moved to Saudi to study. And subhanAllah, Allah blessed me, not with the Hajj only, but who was with me in the Hajj, actually. He was an amazing scholar, subhanAllah, may Allah reward him. And actually, we were separate, so the woman, we are in our tent, and he was in another tent, so we were seeing him through a screen. And he just said, oh, everybody in this group, pick up your Quran. I was like, okay, pick up your Quran. And he said, open any page. Okay, we opened. He said, I don't want you to read a word. He said, just put your finger, look at those words, say to yourself, هذا كلام ربي. This is the word of my Lord. These are the words of my Lord. What happens to your heart? What's happened to the connection? كلام ربي. Keep saying this to yourself in the middle of Taraweeh. It is painful. And I had it yesterday. When the Imam is reading so beautifully, and the person next to me, the phone is next to her, and the phone keeps ringing, and she keeps looking at the phone. And I was like, Ya Allah, make your words more important than the words of the human being. Kalamullah. What is this? Did I make you think enough so far? Alhamdulillah. What is this? What is this? Compass. What does compass do? If you travel as much as I do, I definitely have to have a compass, because I have no idea where is Mecca if I want to pray. Right? Except in the plane, it's the easiest way, because it's wherever the plane is going. Unless you are on certain airlines where they have a place for prayer and they tell you where is it. So what does this have to do with the Quran? Okay. You read it yesterday, right? You all know it. What surah is this? Al-Baqarah. What verse is this? Second. Alhamdulillah. Hudan. Huda. Guide. What is the clue in this verse that answers the question? This is going to be a tough one. Not to understand. Tough one on you or me. What is the clue in this verse that will tell you the requirement for the Quran to be a guide for me? What is it? Muttaqeen. So if I don't understand the Quran, one of the things I'm going to go in my life, I'm not going to ask anybody. I'm going to say, am I a muttaqi? And don't la tuzakku anfusakum, don't praise yourself, of course. The more I understand the Quran, the more the Quran moves me, the more I feel I'm more connected with the Quran, then this verse applies to me. Look at this one. It's a beautiful hadith. It's in Ibn Hibban, so you may have not heard it that much. Look what the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba, the companion, about the Quran. He said, Abshiru wa Abshiru, glad tidings. Be happy. Good news is coming to you. Don't you say La ilaha illallah? Don't you witness that there is no God but Allah? And you witness that I am the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? They said, yeah. Alhamdulillah. That's you and me, by the way. Alhamdulillah. Because he didn't say you're my companion. He said, you bear witness. And we all. Alhamdulillah. And he said the following about the Quran. This hadith about the Quran. فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ This book. سَبَبْ طَرْفُهُ أو طَرَفُهُ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ وَطَرَفُهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ It's a connection. Pay attention to this. This is the words of your Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a connection. Any connection has two ends. One goes to the computer, one goes to your phone. What, right? One is in my hand and yours. The one that we read. And the one we just heard. And the other end is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now what He wants you and me. فَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهِ Hold to it tight. تَمَسَّكُوا It's actually a form of hyperbole. It's emphasis. Not hold. تَمَسَّكُوا Tight. And now he says, why? So I will get reward. So I do the khatma race. No. You will never go misguided. فَلَن تَضِلُّوا ولن تهلكوا بعده أبدا. And you wonder these days why we Muslims, we are not what we want to be. You know why? وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام is going to complain to Allah. This is one of the verses that really moves me. It's in Surah Al-Furqan. And Allah, the scene is in the hereafter. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam talking to Allah says, Ya Rabbi. And he said, Ya Rabbi, my Lord, inna qawmi, my people, you and me, ittakhadu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. They took it at something that is neglected. The way it is, it says beautiful. How often we read the Qur'an outside Ramadan. How often I spend an hour trying to understand a verse from the Quran outside Ramadan. Hold on to it. Look at it. Change the way you look at the Quran. This is one of the ways that will help you to change. Remember the change? Why do we read the Quran? Have you ever asked yourself this question? يعني if I ask somebody, look at me, I'm like, why? She's asking. And it's the Quran. I was like, I know. But why? Come on, answer me. You're too quiet now. I don't know what happened to you. I think it's good because you're thinking. Alhamdulillah. Why do you read the Quran? Because it is number one. You know, when I ask people, oh, it's the Quran. I was like, I know. Most people will say, for the reward, alhamdulillah. You know, it's a blessing, alhamdulillah. But let's look at it. Definitely it's an act of worship. It's number two what we really need to work on, to act by. And look what Al-Hasan ibn Ali said, the grandchild of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He said it in Arabic, it's beautiful. اقرأ القرآن ما نهاك. Read the Quran as long as it is stopping you from disobedience. Otherwise, you didn't read it. Did you get the point? What is he saying? What is he saying? Can someone explain it to me? What is he saying? اقرأ القرآن ما نهاك. I said it in Arabic for those of you. Meaning, I'll give you an example, right? Allah said to Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام, just this verse came to my mind. This is Surah Al-A'raf. خذ العف, make pardon as your character. وأمر بالعرف, and enjoin what is accepted in a community. وأعرض عن الجاهلين, stay away from the ignorant. Okay, so here you go, you're in Taraweeh, and you're praying, and then somebody comes in and pushed you. And she came and prayed next to you. All the time you are praying, this is something in your heart, how rude she is, how can she do that, and all this. And you said, Assalamu alaikum. What are you going to do? You said, Assalamu alaikum, when you finished your salah. What are you going to say to her? Okay, now everybody is an angel, but that's okay. Right? If I got upset, and I said if because we are different, I got upset, and I looked at her and I said, in a nice way, right? Couldn't you just say, excuse me? Couldn't you? There was another space there you could go. Then I did not apply the verse I just shared with you. اقرأ القرآن ما نهاك. When the Quran stops you from doing what you usually do, then you are reading. Did you get the point? And how many of us know this is a very good step to start understanding the Quran for daily use? Pick up the verses that is about a relationship, how to interact, and then pick up every day, pick one verse every day, and say, I'm going to practice this verse today. And wallahi, and I said wallahi, he will send you something, someone, an incident that what you wanted to practice is in front of your eyes. And now اقرأ القرآن ما نهاك. Now read the Quran as long as it is holding you or preventing you. We said this is to يدبروا آياتي. So what is تدبر? Reflect, beautiful translation. What does it mean in my life? What I just shared with you. Reflect, for example, he just read here, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ. Right? And you live in Doha. You see the one of the beauty about, honestly, I really loved it, is wherever you turn, you see the water. Wherever you drive, you see it. It's very unlikely, and correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't been here long enough, but wherever I drove, whether they took me from the airport or coming here, there's always, I see the sea or the Gulf is on one side. Am I right? Yes. Okay. So how many of you look at the Gulf every single day? Every single day. And a verse from the Quran comes about the sea. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ الْفُلْكَ لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ. And he facilitated for you the sea so the ships sail in it. It's in the Quran. What he just read to you, just now, less than an hour ago. And the creation of the heavens and the earth, and changes of the day and the night, and the الْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ, and the ships that sail in the sea. That's tadabbur. You look at it and you said, Subhanallah. Ya Allah, who are you? All this sea, everything, the different colors. Subhanallah. That's tadabbur. Same story here. What is he doing? If you see this picture, what is he doing? Say it. What is he doing? Don't worry about the Quran. What is he doing? He doesn't have Quran in his hand. He's what? I don't know what is he thinking, right? Allah only knows. But what does it look like? He is thinking. Yes, exactly. He's reflecting. He's looking probably, I don't know, if he's having a good day, as we say, he's probably looking and says, how beautiful is this? If he's having a bad day, he probably says, I am alone in this world. That's reflection. When you look around you. And this was Allah, one of the reasons the Quran, Allah sent it to us, to you and me, is this. That's what tadabbur. It's contemplate, reflect on the verses of the Quran to understand. I will beg each one of you, humbly ask. You know what the Imam will read tomorrow? We all know, alhamdulillah. Pick up one verse before you go to Taraweeh. Pick up one verse and read about it and see what Allah is telling you. And wait eagerly as the Imam is reading till you get to that verse and see what will happen to your heart. When you know the meaning, when you know what Allah is saying to you. And that's how the journey. Is the Quran difficult to understand? You're so quiet suddenly. You were so loud when I was working on the computer, right? And now suddenly, subhanallah, malaikatun fil ard, angels on this earth. That's the answer. You should never say it is difficult. This is one of the adab, the etiquettes I learned from my Quran teachers. And there is very challenging verses in the Quran. Anyone who memorized the Quran, you know it is a challenging process because there's a lot of similarities. There's a fa'u, there is a wow, there, and you know sometimes like, Ya Allah, this is so difficult. And she looks at me and says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّنَّا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. And she looks at me and says, that's lack of adab with Allah. That's lack of etiquette with Allah. This is how teachers teaches you. It's all about, it's the words of Allah. He said it's easy, then it's easy. Then I looked at her and she understood what I'm saying, what I'm thinking. And she said, yeah, it is not easy. Look at the word. It is not easy for everybody. Ask him to make it easy. So the first concept of it is difficult, remove it from your brain. How do I know the Quran is affecting me? What is this? Yes. Even if you don't know the meaning. I have seen people, especially in the haram, I know for sure they don't speak a single word of Arabic and they don't understand. In fact, I had a lady next to me, she doesn't even know how to read and write, sobbing when the Imam is reading. And I looked at myself and I said, what did Allah give her that He didn't give me? It's the same heart, it's the same eyes, same ears, the same haram, the same Muslim, the same woman. What is the problem? It's the receiver. You know what's the problem with the receiver? We're too busy, distracted, shattered, phones. And I probably you've heard from me, and I'm going to repeat to everybody, cut down on your social media during Ramadan. And this WhatsApp something, it's amazing because it connects you with everybody in the world. It takes a lot of the time. So the best way is limit. Put a time in the morning, put a time in the evening, and that is it. You don't have to read every foreword. Cut down on the foreword in Ramadan. You don't have to follow everybody in Ramadan. Just the things that is really helpful in your relationship with Allah, do it. But definitely, if you don't cry, what was the advice of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Well, I don't cry at all. Nothing happens. What did he say? Tabaku. Fake it. He said it. Fake it. Think of something that makes you sad. And ask Allah to move your heart. And it will happen. It will happen. Wallah alladhi allahu. So it's crying. This verse is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. This is about non-Muslims. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمَّ. When they hear what has been revealed to the prophets, they start shedding tears. And what happened to us?